VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An arrest warrant is issued in the Bangkok bombing. Thai police say they are looking for a foreign man in the bombing that killed at least 22 people on Monday. Investigators have not yet established the man's motives or his nationality, but they suspect he is part of a network of people. Officials of the European Stability Mechanism Wednesday formally approved the release of billions of dollars to help rebuild Greece's battered economy and pay its debt. Earlier, German lawmakers voted to approve the $95 billion bailout package, which will help Greece meet Thursday's deadline for a payment to international creditors. The rights group Human Rights Watch is criticizing Egypt's new anti-terrorism law. HRW says the measure is an overly broad definition of what constitutes a terrorist act and leaves Egyptians open to stiff sentences for things that may amount to civil disobedience. Islamic State militants in Syria have beheaded the former director of antiquities in the city of Palmyra. IS militants seized the ancient city 3 months ago. Reports say 82-year-old Khaled Assad was killed on Tuesday in a public square in front of dozens of people. Inflation rose at a slower pace in the U.S. economy in July. Wednesday's Labor Department report showed overall prices rose just 0.1% in July, with prices up a meager 0.2% over the past year. Outside the volatile areas of food and energy, the so-called core prices advanced 1.8% for the year ending in July. Officials of the U.S. Federal Reserve are watching inflation and the U.S. job market closely as they decide when and how quickly to raise interest rates. This is VOA News. The United Nations says three young women in the Central African Republic